Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I have a special guest, Alzi, on the show with me, and we're going to be talking about self-confidence and the mind's true potential and many, many more subjects. So, Alzi is a successful seven-figure business owner and mum of five who loves life in spite of all its trials and difficulties. Alzi loves to geek out about the power of the mind and how to be happy. Amazing. So glad to have you on the show, Alzi, today. So mum of five and seven-figure business owner, definitely a busy woman by the sounds of it and all your achievements. So tell us a little bit, maybe more about you that perhaps something I've not mentioned there. And actually, what's driven you to do so much? You've got five children and you're still hitting seven figures.
It's pretty crazy. First of all, thank you so much. Super excited to be here. And yes, I think it's a combination of, several things. So we were talking about it a little bit, before, but I was born in Brazil. Mm-hmm. I grew up there. And life there is a little bit different, right? Like it's not exactly what it is here. It's harder. And I grew up like with a lot of family. My mom was single for like my first 7 years of, for my first 7 years. And my uncles took care of me. And there was like, they were always talking about like, I remember like being in the kitchen. I was a little kid and my uncle was talking to my mom and my grandma. And he said, like, I wish I just had enough money to buy, a house for everyone so we can all live together. And those thoughts stay in my mind. And I remember sitting there at the table and just being like, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to have enough money to help my family, to help my uncles, to help everybody. So like, I think that seed was really born there. And eventually life takes you in different paths. And I kind of forgot about it a little bit until I got married. And my husband is very entrepreneur as well. And one day he just came home and he said, like, I'm going to quit. And I'm like, okay. So that's kind of what led to that. But I think there's always a little bit of a hunger for growth, for becoming more, and also a little bit of like, having gone through a lot of difficult things and a lot of trials and changes. Like, I was 15, we moved to Chile, we were in a brand new country, we didn't know anyone, we didn't know the language. Like, I think that you get to a point in your life that you have two options. You either just quit and just kind of like slowly die inside, or you just like keep pushing through, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that decision, like, I'll just keep going no matter what, I'll just learn, I'll just keep growing, is what has led me to, having a business and five kids and like trying to do it all is not easy. But here we are, still fighting. So yeah, it's lots of fun.
I love it. Love it. Wow. That's a great story. And actually coming from some things in your life and actually looking at it like, do I quit or do I keep going? And you definitely kept going, obviously by where you are now. And, we're always going, always growing continuously. So it's not like an end point. That I used to think, some years back, like, oh, when I get to there, then it'll be all good. Right. It's always an ongoing journey, right? Right. Could you tell us a little bit about perhaps along the way of growth, how you've been able to be like resilient and how that's kept you going when things have been challenging, perhaps? You mentioned you got one or two challenges. Just for the individual who might be going, growing at the moment, but so many things are being like thrown at them. Any guidance on that?
Yeah, 100%. I do sincerely believe that it has to start with some level of decision, right? Like, you have to decide kind of inside yourself, like, who you really want to be. And this is something I really try to teach my children as well. I try to tell them, like, you always have a choice, right? You always have a choice. You can choose to be this or you can choose to be the other one. But wherever you were, like, you made a choice. And I feel that has truly, it is how it has been in my life. Like, for example, when we moved to Chile, and my mom already had five kids at that point in time. So I'm the oldest of six, right? Mm-hmm. And a year after being there, they got divorced and my mom was left left alone with five kids on a country she didn't know anyone, a language she didn't speak because she was a stay-at-home mom at that point in time. So she wasn't going out there and learning Spanish and like having to take care of five kids, right? Her whole family was in Brazil. So like that changed like her entire life. And it was at that point in time that I remember just being like, okay, I can choose to complain and just be, you know, a terrible child and just be like, okay, everything is hard. Like, why are we here? Like, why are we doing this? Or I can choose to help. And I think that was the first time in my life where there was really a very conscious decision of, okay, this is where I want to go. So for everyone listening, like, I think it's very, very, very important that you realize that, that there is always a choice and you can choose, you know, to either be positive or to be negative. You can choose to be resilient or you can choose to just like, you know, have a little bit of a negative attitude. And now I'm not really like, you know, talking about like when you have real depression or hormone issues or things like that, like those are real things. Mm. I'm talking just about life and trials in general, right? And what started happening from that decision of like, okay, I'm gonna do this, is that I also kind of chose a little bit to be excited. So I do feel excited when there are trials and challenges because I like the growth and I'm always like, okay, something is hard. Guess what? I'm going to learn. I'm going to grow. Something amazing is going to come out of it. It doesn't mean that in the moment is not hard, right? Like being the oldest of five, and then my mom had another baby because she got pregnant at the time they were getting divorced, and having to help my mom all the time and having to walk to school and do the dishes and clean the house while my mom was doing work. Like it wasn't easy. Those were hard moments. I've had hard moments while I have been married, but the growth that happens after it is amazing. So I think if you can make that decision of choosing to feel excited and choosing that you do want the growth and that you are a resilient person, that I truly believe is truly the first step. And I feel it has been so for my life. And I don't feel I'm different from anyone. Like I'm not better. I'm not smarter. I'm just a person, right, who made a choice that I wanted to be resilient, that I wanted to be happy. And I think that goes a long way for sure.
Mm. No, that's great. Like, yeah, just giving like that sense of power back to you that you've got the option to choose. Right. Yeah, obviously, like some of the things you mentioned, like going through, like moving to another country or what was going on around you, not always in your control and you can't see what's coming, right? But choosing how you're responding to that, right? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. And have you found like, I know you've obviously, I really want to talk about like the growth journey because I certainly experienced this and I kind of want to get your take on that. And I've had a conversation, you know, in the past with like clients on this that, oh, you know, I'm growing, I got to this new level and now I'm starting to get all these like challenges, these worries, these doubts in my head. Just out of curiosity, either like in your own life or, you know, people you might have worked with or networked with, have you found that as you've gone through that growth journey, the amount of internal work you've had to do has had to increase?
Oh my gosh, 100%. I'm smiling as you're talking because I'm thinking about it, right? Like, so I have always been someone who is kind of pretty confident, right? But this entrepreneurial journey that we have been in, like, that has been a super crazy test to confidence because I started out, I'm going to be super honest, but I started out being like, oh, I can do this. Like we can figure it out because I choose to be, right, someone who's happy and excited. And the funniest thing is that when we hit seven figures, it was probably the hardest journey ever. It was the hardest moment because suddenly like there was all these other problems. Right? Things that I thought were going to be blessings and that I wanted to, like I wanted to impact, I wanted to help my family, I wanted to help other people, right? I wanted to provide employment. Like all of those things suddenly actually became a little bit of like a burden, right? Suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm responsible for all these people. Like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for my family. Oh my gosh, I'm providing employment. Like, and like, I have to make decisions. And I thought I love making decisions, right? And I'm the one in charge and everybody comes to me. And I'm like, suddenly I was left feeling like a little bit like an imposter. And I was like, can I even really do this? Like, there's no way I can do this. This is not me. And I would look at all these other people out there who are like so famous or so, you know, so successful, or they seem to have everything together. And like inside, I was going through a lot of imposter syndrome and a lot of doubt and almost telling myself I was wrong. Like I was not an entrepreneur. Like when did I even believe that I could be an entrepreneur? And that was a really, really true work that I had to do. And it was very new for me because in spite of trials throughout my life, I've always been very confident. But at that point in time, I wasn't. And that was really cool to go through. But at the same time, it was like very, very hard. And I had to get over it. I had, like, we were talking about, you know, negative thoughts before, and like I had to learn to deal with those negative thoughts that were coming into my mind and saying, you are not good enough, you're not like everyone else, there's no way you can make this work, people shouldn't trust you, you are not a good leader, like look at your personality, at all the things you're doing wrong, the way you make decisions, like there's always this consistent, you know, negative voices inside my head. And I had to figure out a way of like putting it away and just like, okay, choosing again, right? I decide who I am. I take control. Like, I am choosing to be this. And it was work. It wasn't like a day to the next that I fixed it. Like, it was several months of work. So, yeah, lots of growth. It's like you were saying before, like, you never stop growing. You think you made it. No, you didn't. You just got to another level of growth and learning and being like, okay, here you go again, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's, yeah. Thank you for sharing how you've been feeling, even when like someone on the outside might think, Alzi's like got, she's, you know, she's doing really well, you know, made it and stuff like that. And I think it's great that we can all like share at different levels. That, you know, it's always going to be more work. I like to think of it, like I can't remember if it was a specific person, but it prompted me to think about this. You go to like, if you're going train for a marathon or get fit, like if you're going for a 5k, you know, you do a bit of training, you keep fit. If you're going to do like a 10k, you're going to do a bit more work. And then if you're going to do like a marathon, that's a significant amount, and you'd have to keep going to the physical gym, you know, to keep doing those kind of events. I like to think of the emotional gym as well. So you've got like, you might have like the more you know you advance, you grow, the more that's going to come at you. So therefore you've got to make sure you're still constantly going to that emotional gym. And I'd been there in my life where I wasn't going to that emotional gym when I was growing, and I was like, can't deal with this, like these doubts, right? This like feeling of stupidity. So yeah, I appreciate you like sharing that. Was there anything you said it to, and appreciate you saying a few months, because again, I think there's a lot of we want to feel good now, and that's why, you know, people might pick up the bottle or go shopping, spend a load of money or whatever, just to kind of brush off some of those things. For you, was there any effective tools that you found useful for yourself? I know it's always different, that helped you through that inner game, that inner work.
I don't know if I would say tools by themselves, but support from people around me. Yeah, it makes a difference. So like, one of the things I learned very early in my marriage and from my life as well is like communication is very important. So I'm very open with my husband. Every time, you know, those thoughts would be coming in, we would talk, and that support coming from him and from my mom and from my family, like that meant a lot. In the entrepreneurial world, like you have environments like masterminds and coaching programs and things like that where you can find that support. But if you're not in the entrepreneurial world, there's always something, there's always some level of community that you can find, right? So surrounding yourself with a group that is supportive. From another side in my life, there's religion as well, right? So we are very religious and we do believe in God, and we pray every day, right? And those things can make a difference. So whether, you know, if you're listening, whether you do believe in God or not, like having something that you can hold on to and that you can put faith in and that you can believe, it doesn't have to be God, right? But something to push you through, to help you, I do feel that makes a difference, and it did for me, right? So like communication with my spouse, the support of a group of people you can trust, and then something to believe in and to give you hope that things will be okay, right? Like I think those three things are things that have helped me, not only when I had those big self-doubts, but throughout all my life, they really have been the force pulling, you know, me around and towards growth and continued movement.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love what you said about like support, a really important one, and yeah, like helping you grow and the people around you, and just even talking it through with your husband as well. That's That's awesome. So when you build up a, like, trying to build up a new habit or reach a goal, are there like a couple of things or a few things that you found useful to build up habits and reach goals?
Yeah, I think the first one, and I actually was talking about this with someone the other day. I think she's a goal expert, and she helps, you know, people set goals and accomplish it and things like that. And I thought it was really interesting because she mentioned this, and I was like, this is something I talk about a lot, but it's vision, right? Like, I think it's very, very hard to make a goal and actually fulfill it and get to it unless you have a vision of what you want, but not just what you want, but what you want to become. Because, you know, you and I have been talking about this, like, everything's about growth, it's about personal growth. And no matter what goal you're setting, it doesn't matter if it's financial, if it is a relationship goal, if it's just a life goal, if it is a fitness goal, if it's a weight goal, it doesn't matter what it is, you're going to become someone in the process of fighting for the goal. So having a very clear vision of who you want to become, it's huge. Like, it can truly, truly help you a ton, and then making the decision that you're going to do it no matter what, right? Like, I think those two things, vision and decision, go along together really, really well and comes from goal. And then I think I would add the third one, and these are things that I actually talk a lot about as well, and it is belief. Like, you cannot accomplish a goal and become someone unless you believe it is possible, right? So in the journey of, like, for example, I'm going to have a business, or I'm going to have 5 kids, like, I had to believe that it was possible. I had to believe that I could do it. I had to believe that not even that so much I could do it, but that is a possible thing to do, right? So vision, decision, and belief, I think, are three very important things to setting goals and then accomplishing them.
Ah, brilliant. Yeah, definitely. You don't know where you're going if you haven't got a vision. And I know do you feel like you had to spend a bit of, like, time or take some time out to really understand your vision or where you wanted to go? Or is it quite, like, easy for you to identify it?
It depends. I think it depends on what it is. Like, there's some that do come very easily. Like, for example, and this is really funny, actually, I posted about it the other day, but about a year ago, I was like, I really want to be fit. I want to be strong because I suck right now, right? Like, I'm 36 at that point in time. I was 36 years old, and I'm like, I don't want to be old and not be able to move. And, like, I didn't want that, right? So that was very quick. It was a vision, and it became very relevant. I was like, okay, I want to be someone who's older and is active and is fit and is not sick, right? I want to be able to have the energy I have right now. I want to be able to move. So that one came really easily, right? So some of them come very easily because they're just so tangible, so specific, but some of them are not. Like, for example, the whole business thing, not an easy goal vision. Like, it really is. And it's very hard to imagine yourself, like, you know, for example, before we got to 6 figures, earning 7 figures, right? Sorry, before I get to 7 figures, earning 7 figures. Like, you kind of think about it, but you have never done it before. And it's just kind of really hard to create a vision, but you still have to pull through. So that's when plans and things come in place. I'm trying to think of other goals that I have set that are, like, the vision was not as clear. I think having a family probably was a very visual one, because I grew up in a family of 6 kids where I was the oldest. I came from a family where, like, my mom had 9 brothers and sisters, right? So those, like, I think depending on your experiences in life, the vision will be a little bit easier, a little bit harder to achieve based on your own experiences. At least that's how it has been for me. But that shouldn't be a reason to not create that vision for yourself. You can look outside, you can look at other people who have achieved what you want and see what they are like and what their life is like, and that maybe adds a little bit more tangibility to that vision. I don't know if that's making sense.
Absolutely. Now, I think what I got from that is, like, your sometimes your experiences can shape that vision, and then also you can, you know, look at what one or two other people are doing, and it's not about becoming someone else, but it's like, oh, okay, yeah, and then that resonates with me. Maybe that does, maybe that doesn't. Ultimately, and yeah, we're all different human beings, but we can always get ideas off of each other. So, love that. So yeah, like yeah, a couple more questions really, but like what I wanted to touch on a little bit was time and managing time, because big one. I thought you'd be a really good person to talk to as obviously a busy mom and a busy entrepreneur who's doing awesome, obviously. How, I mean, if someone was a bit stuck with like, I can't find time, and we often hear that whilst, you know, we, that's a common one I've often heard. We're busy, we haven't got time. If someone's really stuck, they're trying to find like time, how would you guide someone to like find more time? And is there any kind of tips you or things you use to really find the time to both spend time with your family, time for you, and work on your business?
Yeah, it's an amazing question, because time is probably one of my biggest struggles right now. It truly is. You know, like balancing between being successful and still running the business, and because if we stop, then it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Keeping the momentum, but still being a present mom, right? Like, I don't want my kids to grow up and be like, my mom was never home. Like, we didn't even see my mom. Like, I want to make an impact in my children as much as I make an impact in the world, right? So time is truly one of the biggest struggles. One of the things that I have done, and if you are listening and you are struggling with the same thing, or like just different things you want, or just, you know, having the time to do everything you're planning, actually two things: priority and expectations. I think those two things are very, very important. So you have to honestly do the boring work and sit down and create a list of priorities. So look at everything that you are doing and everything you want to do, and like truly, truly write down what are your priorities, right? So for example, if you go through your day and you spend an hour on Netflix, for example, like, you have to make a decision. We come back to decision, right? You have to say, do I really, like, is watching Netflix helping me or not? Sure it is, sure it's not. Do I want it, right? And I'm not saying take Netflix out. That's not what I am saying. What I'm saying is that you have to come to determine your priorities. Perhaps spending that 1 hour on Netflix is very important for you, because it will allow you to just kind of de-stress and just kind of relax and just let your mind not think about something like that's very important and demanding, right? So perhaps that is a priority. So really what I'm saying is not so much like I'm telling you what your priority should be, is more of like sit down and define what they are. And once you do, set the right expectations, right? So for example, being present for my children is very important for me. But if I were to try to be like my sisters who are with their children all the time, or like a lot of my friends who spend, you know, like they're stay-at-home moms, they go to the park, they go to the mall, like if I were to compare myself to them, I would be feeling miserable every day, right? Because I am not doing those things. I am not with my little kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm not with them like every single moment of the day. I'm not going and doing all the things. So I'm not, if I were to compare myself, I would be miserable. I would be depressed. I would be failing. So don't compare yourself, set the priorities and set the right expectations. So for example, for my children, I have very specific things that I have decided have to happen no matter what, and that they are enough. So we have breakfast every time together, and we read and we pray, you know, we pray, do all of that kind of stuff. We have dinner every day together. There's one day of the week that I spend my day with my little kids, and then I go out with one of my older kids every week. And then there are 4 principles and values that I want to instill in them, and that I teach them, and that I'm present, and then I'm doing homework with them when they get home, right? That's enough. And I know it is enough, and I have told myself it is enough. I can do this in that way, right? I can be present, I can have fun with them while still running a business. So again, priority and your expectations, and your expectations will come from what you are looking outside. So don't compare yourself with someone else. Like, stay in your own lane, in your priorities, and create the expectations that are the right for you. But for example, on the flip side, if I were to just say like, oh, it's okay, my children are okay, I'm not even going to be there, they're going to be fine, then I'm not meeting my priorities, right? My priority should be present for my children. So I have to create a schedule in my time that allows me to do both, because I set the right expectations and the right priority. So I think those are like the tips and the strategies that I would use. We could get into more like implementation things, but I think that high level thought is more important than anything else. Because if you try to compare, if you try to look at everyone else, then you're going to feel like a failure, like you are, right? And that is not the idea, that is not the point. So priority and expectation.
Yeah, I think that's I really like what you said about priority and expectation. I also really like what you said about comparing ourselves, because we've all got different lives at the end of the day, and it's just really, and then it comes back to priority and finding what's important to you, because what's important to you may not be someone else. And it's, I mean, someone else may be doing something for several hours a day, but what's the difference might be that really lights them up and they're obsessed with it and they like it. And then you're like, I can't manage, like, I'm doing like 20 minutes of that activity. But actually, it's just something you maybe you've got to do like now and then, and you just schedule it in. But the fact they're doing it is because they love it. Like, just, you know, I bizarrely love working on spreadsheets as well as like doing podcasts and content and stuff like that. And everyone else like hates spreadsheet. I'm like,
I like them too.
Yeah, good. But yeah, it's like, we've all got like different things. And yeah, I think there's a bit of that also in the, when you're in the 10X Grant Cardone world, there's a bit of that as well, comparing each other. So yeah, it's always a useful reminder. So I appreciate that one. Is there anything you could think of practically that anyone could do to stop comparing themselves to others?
Ooh, that's a hard one, isn't it? It's so hard, especially with social media. If it's a very, very practical advice, it would just be like, maybe do spend a little less time on social media.
Yeah, like, it's a good one. Basic one. Basics we forget. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. Like, I'm not saying don't spend any time at all. Like, I'm a Facebook ads expert, right? Like, that's not, but I think that social media creates this environment for us where we just see the good stuff and we don't see the struggles, right? Like, again, like you were saying in the beginning, oh, here she's a mom, seven figures, whatever it is. Like, that sounds super cool. But what are the other things, right? What are like, what are my self-doubts? What are my, my imposter syndrome? What are the days that my child is screaming at me and nobody sees that, right? Like just the last, yesterday in the morning, like my oldest was like freaking out and just, she was mad. Like nobody see those things on social media. So I do think maybe a little less time on social media is a very practical thing. And then on the less practical side, again, I go back to just make a decision that you are not gonna allow that. I don't allow, like, you, if you're on social media, like, don't allow yourself to think that everyone else has it perfect and you don't. Like, always add a little bit phrase at the end, like, oh my gosh, she looks so amazing, or he looks so amazing, but I bet that their life is not perfect, right? Like, always add that at the end, and not as a way to downsize anyone and make someone feel less, but as a way of reminding you that no one's life is perfect, right? And if you can do that, then you will train your mind to stop the comparison and to allow yourself to just grow in your own lane. Like, look at yourself, keep your own lane, keep your blinders on in that way, right? Not close-minded, still be an open-minded person, but don't be just looking around all the time and wondering, you know, what is someone else's life like. I think that those are two things that could help with that, but it's hard. I'm not gonna say I haven't valid, like, I haven't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that's some really good points, because I know it's such a common thing we challenge with like social media and the media and everything these days. So really good points about, you never know what someone else's like background is and what they're going through at the moment. So, and then sometimes we put on a brave face on our Instagrams or whatever. Appreciate you sharing that point. So Alzi, really enjoyed our conversation today, and I know so much. It sounds like you've got this great energy for what you do, and there's so much value going out there. There's obviously value from, you know, all the things you're doing. Is there any final points or final point that you'd share with us today? And then secondly, where can people find more about your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think final would just really be like a summary, like, make a decision, like, you can do it, like, you really can. And then that's, you know, where the second thing comes, believe, like, you can do it, like, you can do this, you can do it, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever trial you're going through, whatever difficult thing might be happening in your life, you can get through this. You have to believe things will be brighter. There's always the sun after the storm. And during the storm, you're growing, you're progressing, you're becoming someone better. Not minimizing anyone's trials and challenges, right? They're terrible things. Like, I just had a friend whose son died. Terrible, terrible. But you have to believe that it's possible. You have to believe you can, and then you have to decide that you can do it. So from my side, that's, you know, like, that's the message I would like to leave with the world and with everyone, like, decide and believe, because you can do it. You're no different than Johnny here, who has an amazing podcast, and then Alcy, and then all those amazing people out there. Like, you are as capable as everyone else. So yeah, That's yeah. And then for finding me, probably Facebook is truly the best way. You can go to alsikhumans.com as well, and take a look at our website. It is being rebuilt right now, so it might be down if you try to go there. But alsikhumans, AUSIKIMMONS.com. And Facebook, I love adding friends and meeting new people. So yeah, just go and find me, alsikhumans, super easy. I'm probably the only one. So yeah, you can add me as a friend and start hanging out. So that'd be awesome.
Awesome, Mousy. So thanks again for coming on the show. Really, really enjoyed our conversation today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and it's been lots of fun. Thank you.
Great stuff. So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.